Hello, everybody. This is Colin. Welcome to Morning English.
Hello, everyone. This is Nora. 欢迎大家收听早安英文。Colin, 你知道最近 J.K. 罗琳又出新书了吗？
You mean Troubled Blood?
Yeah, Troubled Blood. Have you read it?
No, but I've heard about it. J.K. Rowling has once again come under fire from transgender rights activists because of it.
是的。她的新书其实还没有出多久就被骂上了热搜。那刚刚的这个表达 come under fire, fire 在这里呢可以指的是战争上的战火。那所以这个短语直译就是走到了战火下面。引申的含义呢就是指的被骂。就这一次啊 ,J.K. 罗琳她出的新书在网上真的被骂得很惨。而骂她的人呢主要是 transgender, 简称为 trans, 指的就是跨性别者。
Yeah, some people feel that the sex they were assigned at birth doesn't match their gender identity or the gender that they feel they are inside. These people are transgenders.
Gender identity 指的就是性别的认同。那刚我们讲到这个 transgender, 他们其实就是身体的性征和心理的认同不符合的人。那 J.K. 罗琳现在被外网的网友啊广泛是认为是有 transphobia, 就是跨性别恐惧症。并且都认为他对跨性别者非常的不尊重，所以就被骂得很惨。
Yeah, and this is not the first time that she's come under fire. She's been accused of transphobia for a long time.
没错。那今天呢，我们就一起来聊一聊 J.K. 罗琳到底为什么会成为众矢之的。今天的笔记也为大家整理好了，欢迎大家到微信搜索“早安英文”，私信回复“加油”。两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。首先呢，我们刚刚讲到了 transgender 跨性别者，这个地方的性别这个单词啊，就是用到的 gender。 那其实英文中还有一个单词是 sex， So Colin, what's the difference between the two words?
Well, in general, sex is now described as characteristics that are biologically defined, whereas gender is based on socially constructed features.
Alright.Characteristics, 意思就是特征 Biologically defined, 意思就是生理上认定的所以 sex 指的其实就是生理上认定的性别通常受染色体啊荷尔蒙的影响而 gender 指的更多的是社会行为还有自我的认知 It's more related to one's personal internal perception of oneself
Yeah, so a person's genetically assigned sex does not always line up with their gender identity
没错 ,line up with, 这个地方的 line 就是线就是一条线的这个单词。这个短语在这个地方呢指的是和什么一致。一个人的 sex 不一定要和他的 gender 是一致的所以才会有我们前面讲到的 transgender, 跨性别者。那他们虽然有着男性或者是女性的身体但是自己的身份认同却是不一样的。不过 J.K. 罗琳的新书不是侦探小说吗这个跟 transgender 又有什么联系呢
Well, in the novel, there is a male serial killer who lures his victims into a false sense of security by dressing as a woman.
A male serial killer 指的是一名男性的连环杀人犯。To lure means to trick someone, 引诱某个人。那刚刚这句话的意思呢，就是这个男性的杀人犯，他通过穿成女性来骗取受害者的错误的信任感。所以这个形象呢，就被很多网友认为是对跨性别者的一种 insult, 一种侮辱。
Yeah, to some critics, Troubled Blood is a sign of J.K. Rowling's outspoken ideas about transgenders, which seems to be never trust a man in a dress.
没错 ,critic 指的是评论家、批评家。它这个动词呢就是 criticize 嘛。而这些评论家呢他们会认为 J.K. 罗琳给读者传递的价值观就是 never trust a man in a dress, 永远不要相信一个穿裙子的男生。
They believe describing trans as a threat is responsible for the demonization of a small group of people, simply hoping to live their lives with dignity.
Demonization, 这个单词呢就是由 demon, 恶魔变的名词意思就是妖魔化。所以这些批评者其实是在担心这样的描述呢只会让大家对跨性别者有更多的误会然后妖魔化他们这个群体。
Yeah.Others have criticized that the author has become so obsessed with her deeply prejudiced perspective that she'll go to any length to remain convinced of her own righteousness, no matter what harm it causes.
obsessed with, 意思就是对某件事情着迷。Prejudiced 表有偏见的。Deeply prejudiced perspective, 加起来就是有偏见的观点。前半句的意思呢其实就是指责这个罗琳过于执着于自己的偏见。而后半句呢有一个短语 ,go to the length, 指的是不计一切手段。所以这些批评家就是在说他不计一切都要来坚持声明自己的 righteousness, 正义。不过我们刚刚其实讲了很多这种批评的言论，那 J.K. 罗琳他本人怎么说的呢？
She didn't say much about it, but she explained that the serial killer is loosely based on real life cases.
Be loosely based on. Loosely 本意就是松散的，在这里呢其实就是跟 be based on 结合起来表大致基于的意思，也就是说他认为他的这个小说这个异装癖的犯罪的人其实是基于真实的世界。
Yep, there are also some people supporting her, though. They countered that the book contains no trans character, and that some critics were just judging the book without reading it.
Mm-hmm. No trans character, 也就是说另外一部分人呢其实认为异装癖者并不等同于跨性别者，所以小说里面其实并没有针对这个群体。总之就是个人有个人的看法。不过呢，骂罗琳这件事情啊，其实早在去年就开始有了。
Yeah, it started with the bathroom bill controversies in the US and the UK over the past few years. The bill proposed that trans people should be able to use public restrooms and changing rooms that correspond to their gender identity.
没错。那刚刚其实呢，Colin 讲到的就是一个厕所法案 ,the bathroom bill。Bill 在这里其实就是指的条约法案。那这条厕所法案呢主要是讲的如果跨性别者想使用厕所的话，他们可以根据自己的身份认同就使用对应的厕所。而罗琳呢其实就是反对这一法案的人。She thinks women and children may be harmed by sexual predators.
Right. This is very controversial. For transgender people, they just want to go to the right toilet without being judged. While from women's perspective, they just want their safety to be assured. That's why I think all gender toilets are really necessary.
没错，其实两方都有道理啊。那如果我是一个跨性别者，我也想去属于我自己认为的性别的厕所 the right toilet without being judged. 那最好的方式呢，其实就是有一个实际的解决方案。比如说现在国外很多地方都有All gender toilets, 就是跨性别者也可以使用的厕所。
Exactly. But this didn't really spark outrage from the netizens. Many people stood with Rowling with regards to this.
Spark outrage. Outrage 意思就是狂怒。那我们刚刚讲的这个事件呢，其实当时还是有很多人去支持罗琳的，那没有真正的引起公愤啊。真正让罗琳引起公愤的其实是一篇报道，叫做Creating a more equal post-COVID-19 for people who menstruate. Menstruate 意思就是来月经，那这篇报道的标题呢，就是叫做为来月经的人们创作一个更平等的后疫情时代。
Yeah, but J.K. Rowling criticized the phrase people who menstruate. She said that there used to be a word for those people, which is women.
对，本来这篇报道用的就是People who menstruate 来指代 girls, women, and transgender men. 但是罗琳呢就认为这个其实就是要用 women 这个词。
Right. So people accused her of transphobia and erasing some people's identity and dignity.
Erase 就是抹除啊。Erase one's identity and dignity 就是抹除身份和尊严。那因为这件事情呢哈利波特的家族啊，几乎也是跟罗琳真的就闹翻了。
Yeah, for example, Emma Watson wrote, Trans people are who they say they are, and deserve to live their lives without being constantly questioned or told that they aren't who they say they are.
那么艾玛沃特森呢，其实就是认为 trans people 不应该受到任何的质疑。那包括还有很多其他的明星啊，比如说小雀斑，以及哈利波特的扮演者都开始站到了罗琳的对立面。
Right. Later, J.K. Rowling published a long essay, arguing that all she's asking for is similar empathy to be extended to the many millions of women whose sole crime is wanting their concerns to be heard without receiving threats and abuse.
Empathy means to understand another person's feeling. 意思就是共情理解。所以罗琳呢他其实就是认为我不过就是为了女性发声而已。希望女性的忧虑被听到且不受到任何的 threat, 威胁还有 abuse, 虐待。总之就是听完之后发现他们各执一词。那 Colin, 你怎么看这个问题啊
Well, to be honest, I think no matter what her view is, no matter if people support her or criticize her, this is not important. The important thing is how we can help all people view transgenders equally and normally, and how we can find a solution to settle issues for them.
嗯哼，说得很对啊。其实我们通过这个事件，并不是说真的要去批评或者是支持罗琳，这个其实并不太重要。那这个事件呢，最重要的是让跨性别这个群体进入了公众的视野。而我们呢也应该要明白的是 transgender 这部分人他存在的这个事实而且他们在社会上面临的一些问题也更加值得我们去关注好了那本期的节目就到这里结束了大家有什么看法也欢迎在评论区留言和我们一起讨论哟今天的笔记呢也为大家整理好了欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记
Thank you so much for listening. This is Colin. Bye.
This is Nora. See you next time. Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。